Amen. God bless Brother Diego.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Are you happy to serve a God that's still on the throne? You know, all throughout pre-service prayer, I couldn't shake the thought that God's going to do something great here tonight. You know what? Every time in the Bible when God was going to do a great miracle, he told his people to praise first. Hallelujah. You can be seated. You can stand. This is going to be a little bit different tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Our God is still the Alpha and the Omega. He's still the beginning and the end. He's still the first and the last. He was there before the problem started, and he's still going to be there when it's over. Hallelujah. Oh, your pastor mentioned people that are sick tonight. I believe. I believe that God is still able and still willing. He's gonna do it. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm sorry I get excited, but I just feel like tonight we ought to praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God, hallelujah. Woo! You know, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem,
cuando Jesús fue a Jerusalén,
on what we call Palm Sunday,
lo que llamamos el domingo de cuando llegó Jesús,
people were crying in the streets, Hosanna, Hosanna.
La gente gritaba en las calles, Hosanna, Hosanna.
You know what Hosanna means?
¿Sabes lo que significa eso?
Well, let me explain it to you.
Déjame explicarlo.
You see, in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento,
Hosanna was a cry for help.
Hosanna era un grito de ayuda.
It was what you'd yell if you didn't know how to swim and somebody pushed you into the swimming pool.
Cuando alguien te empujaba a la piscina, no sabías qué hacer, con qué hacer ahí.
Help!
Diciendo ayuda.
Help!
Ayuda. Now,
I don't know about you, but if I was drowning, I wouldn't go, help, please.
No sé tú, pero si me estuviera ahogando, no estaría diciendo ayuda.
It was a desperate cry for help, for salvation.
Un grito de desesperación por ayuda.
But let me tell you, something shifts in the New Testament.
Pero algo cambia en el Nuevo Testamento.
And it's a cry of exaltation and adoration.
Es un grito de adoración y exaltación.
Instead of saying, I need saving,
en vez de decir, necesito salvación,
it was a cry that said, I'm saved.
En vez de eso decir, estoy salvado.
Hallelujah. I don't know if this excites you the way it excites me. And I'm just going to warn you, I might get a little crazy tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what's interesting about that story? After that, the people that got done worshiping and praising Jesus, the Bible says he went to the temple and he turned the money tables over.
Y empezó a dar vuelta a las mesas.
But you know what happened after that?
¿Sabes qué pasó después?
Whew, the Bible says that they brought to them all the crippled, all the blind,
le llevaron a todos los ciegos, todos los enfermos,
all the sick,
que estaban enfermos,
and he healed them all.
Los sanó a todos.
Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you, if you've got a need tonight, all you got to do is praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Woo! Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Hosanna was a cry saying, our salvation is here. You know what Jesus said? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. What was once, I need saving, was now, salvation is here. Dare I say it, in the Old Testament, if you look at the word salvation, you want to guess what that word translates to in the Greek?
Voy a adivinar lo que significa esta palabra en griego.
You ready for this?
¿Está listo?
Are you ready?
¿Está listo?
This is deep. You might miss it.
Es profundo, quizás se lo pierda.
From Hebrew to Greek
a griego,
to English.
A inglés.
The word salvation,
la palabra salvación,
means Jesus.
Significa Jesús.
Wait a minute, hold on now.
Espérense un poco, ¿qué pasó?
So when the Lord said, salvation is come to my people.
Así cuando Jesús dice que la salvación ha llegado a mi gente.
Jesus has come to my people.
Dice, Jesús ha llegado a su...
And he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Y buscaba lo que se habían perdido.
Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, time after time after time.
Tiempo tras tiempo tras tiempo.
Jesus would get to a place and he would heal the people in need.
Jesús sanaría a las personas necesitadas.
Matthew 21 and 14.
Mateo 21 y 14.
Said, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them.
Y vinieron a él en el templo ciegos y cojos y los sanó.
Hallelujah. Matthew 15 and 30.
Mateo 15 y 30.
Says that a great multitudes came unto him.
Y se la sacó mucha gente.
Having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others.
Que traía consigo a cojos, ciegos, mudos, mancos y otros muchos enfermos.
And cast them down at Jesus' feet.
Y lo pusieron a los pies de Jesús.
And he healed them.
Y los sanó.
Matthew 19 and 2.
Mateo 19, 2.
And great multitudes followed him.
Y le siguieron grandes multitudes.
And he healed them there.
Y lo sanó allí.
Matthew 12 and 15.
Mateo 12, 15.
But when Jesus knew it,
sabiendo esto Jesús,
he withdrew himself from thence.
Se apartó de allí.
And a great multitudes followed him.
Y le siguió mucha gente.
And he healed them all.
Y sanaba a todos.
Now, I'm not going to claim I was the best at math.
No voy a decir que soy el mejor en matemática.
But all in my math textbook,
pero todo lo que significa para mí,
means everybody.
Significa todos.
That means that that day that Jesus showed up and started healing them all,
porque si Jesús vino ese día y empezó a sanar a todos,
there wasn't one person,
no había ni una persona,
that left with a need.
Que se fue con una necesidad.
I'm telling you, the same Jesus that walked back then in the first century,
el mismo Jesús que estuvo ahí en ese tiempo,
is the same Jesus that's walking up and down these aisles tonight.
Es el mismo que está aquí esta noche.
And if you have a need,
y si tienes una necesidad,
brother and sister, let me tell you something.
Déjame decirle algo.
Jesus is still able to do the miracle.
Jesús aún tiene poder para hacer el milagro.
He's still the Alpha.
Él sigue siendo el Alpha.
Oh, preacher, you're just saying that. No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
No solamente estoy diciendo esto porque sí.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Lo he visto con mis ojos.
I've seen God heal cancer.
He visto a Dios sanar el cáncer.
I've seen God heal epilepsy twice.
He visto a Dios sanar la epilepsia dos veces.
I've seen the dead raised again.
He visto a los muertos resucitar otra vez.
Don't you tell me God is not interested.
Así que no puedes decirme que Dios no está interesado.
You know, a leprous man came to Jesus.
Un leproso vino a Jesús.
And he said, Master, if you will.
Y dijo, Maestro, si tú quieres.
Now you didn't understand what he said, but in Spanish that verse reads, Master, if you want to.
Y aquí dice, Maestro, si tú quieres. Eso sería en español.
You can make me whole.
Tú puedes hacerme salvo.
You know what Jesus said?
¿Sabes lo que Jesús dijo?
I'm going to say it in Spanish, but in English.
Lo voy a decir español como inglés.
I want to.
Sí quiero.
I want to.
Sí quiero.
Come on. Not I will, no, although he will.
Voy a hacer, sí.
He said, I want to.
Dijo, si quiero.
What made the difference?
¿Qué hizo la diferencia?
What made the difference in that poor leprous man's life?
¿Qué pasó con la vida del hombre leproso?
When he laid his need at the feet of Jesus.
Cuando puso su necesidad a los pies de Jesús.
And said, Master, if you want to.
Cuando dijo, Maestro, si tú quieres.
You can make me whole.
Puedes hacerme sano.
Jesus said, I want to.
Y Jesús dijo, sí, quiero.
And all my imagination goes wild.
Y toda mi imaginación se vuelve loca, pues.
That in Jesus' mind, he was saying, man, I'm so glad you asked.
Y Jesús pudo haber dicho, oh, qué bueno que preguntaste.
Oh, I've been waiting to do this for years.
He esperado por esto por años.
I've been walking this earth for as long as I've been here.
He caminado por esta tierra por mucho tiempo.
And I've been looking forward to this moment the whole time.
Y he estado buscando este tiempo, este momento por mucho tiempo.
Yes, my son, I want to.
Y sí, hijo, sí quiero.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same Jesus.
El mismo Jesús.
That said, I want to a leprous man.
Que le dijo al hombre que sí quiero sanarte.
Is the same Jesus.
Es el mismo Jesús.
That's in this place saying, I want to. Oh, I wonder if somebody's got a praise reserved for the King of Kings tonight.
Tiene una adoración por el nombre de Jesús.
Hallelujah. 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 And he healed them all.
Y los sanó a todos allí.
So there's needs represented in this house tonight.
Y si hay necesidades aquí en la casa.
There is. We've seen them.
Y si hay, las hemos visto.
We've heard the pastor talk about them.
Y hemos oído al pastor hablar de ellos.
You know how those needs are going to be resolved?
¿Sabe cómo estas necesidades se van a resolver?
Anybody want to guess?
¿Alguien quiere adivinar?
All you got to do is ask.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es preguntar.
You mean there's no magic words and you got to say this and this and this before the Lord will do a miracle?
No hay palabras mágicas para hacer que el Señor responda.
You mean that I don't have to pray in a certain way so that God will hear me?
¿Estás diciendo que no tengo que adorar de cierta manera para que Dios me oiga?
Let me tell you about a miracle that happened in my life.
Déjame decirte el milagro que pasó en mi vida.
For 11 years, I carried with me a fractured spine.
Déjame decirte que por 11 años estuve con una fractura en mi espalda.
Now, if you've had a broken back, you know it hurts.
Usted sabe que si está con la espalda rota, duele.
Every day.
Todos los días.
All day.
Todo el día.
But I started praying.
Pero empecé a orar.
And I was really praying.
Y realmente oraba.
Oh, I was begging the Lord, Lord.
Y decía, Señor,
heal my body, Lord.
Por favor, sana mi cuerpo, Señor.
And time after time, I'd come to him.
Vez tras vez, iba hacia él.
And it just didn't seem to happen.
Pero no pasaba nada.
And then one day,
incluso hasta un día,
we were in a church service just like this.
Estábamos en un servicio de iglesia así como este.
And I felt the Lord go and tell me, you're going to have the pastor pray for you.
Y el Señor me dijo que vas a tener un pastor que va a orar por ti.
And I'm going to heal you.
Y voy a sanarte.
Well, you see, the pastor was walking out the door.
Y bueno, el pastor estaba saliendo de la puerta.
If you ever saw a guy run the aisles, I ran the aisles that day.
Y si usted ha visto a un chico corriendo, yo estaba corriendo también.
And I made it over there, I said, hey, whoa, 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 hold on, hold on.
Y dije, oye, espérate un poco.
You got a minute?
¿Tiene un minuto?
He said, yeah.
Dijo, sí.
I said, the Lord told me that if I come over here and have you pray for me,
y dije, el Señor me dijo que si yo hago que tú ores por mí,
that he's going to heal my broken back.
Él va a sanar mi espalda rota.
You know what? He prayed for me.
Y él oró por mí.
And it wasn't some grandiose prayer.
No fue una oración así bien complicada.
He probably said 25 words.
Quizá dijo 25 palabras.
But from that day to this day,
pero desde ese día hasta ahora,
my back pain has never come back.
Mi dolor de espalda se desapareció.
Don't tell me God's not interested in his people. Don't tell me God's not interested in still doing miracles. So all them people that are in the hospital tonight, the people we care for and know, you know what? The same Jesus that's here is here is there in the hospital room with them. And I guarantee you that if you go with faith before God, Jesus said that a mustard seed of faith, you can move a mountain. If a mustard seed of faith will move a mountain,
semilla de mostaza para mover una montaña.
I wonder what a room full of faith would do.
Me pregunto qué pasará con un cuarto lleno de fe.
If a mustard seed of faith can reorganize the world as we know it and rearrange the biggest geological structure, what can a room full of faith do? Oh, well, can I get an amen? Have you ever seen God work a miracle? Let me tell you about the guy I saw come back to life. We were having a joint service. All our services were getting together one Sunday morning. All the different churches from all over the country. And one church, they were kind of known for being late. And they were really late this time.
Y realmente llegaron bien tarde hoy.
And we were wondering, what in the world's going on? Why aren't they here yet?
Y nos preguntamos, ¿qué pasó con ellos?
Well, about that time, my dad got a phone call.
Y mi papá le llegó una llamada.
Now, usually he wouldn't answer his phone in the middle of service.
Y usualmente él no respondería a la llamada en el medio del servicio.
But for whatever reason, he picked it up.
Pero por cualquier razón que sea, él contestó.
And we received some terrible news.
Y recibimos terribles noticias.
We heard that that church
oímos que esa iglesia
had gotten into a vehicle accident.
Tuvo un accidente vehicular.
Not only that,
no solo eso,
but there was one man currently in the clinic
que quedó un hombre en la clínica
who was dead.
Que estaba muerto.
They say your brain dies after 3 minutes without oxygen.
Dicen que el cerebro muere después de 3 minutos sin oxígeno.
I don't know how true that is. I'm not a medical professional.
No soy profesional médico, así que no sabría decirle si sí o no.
But this man was dead for 15 minutes.
Pero este hombre estuvo muerto por 15 minutos.
Oh, it's over.
Ah, se acabó.
It's over. There's no hope for him.
Se acabó. ¿Y cómo le vamos a hacer?
There's no way.
No hay manera.
That God can raise the dead.
Que Dios lo puede resucitar.
He doesn't do that kind of miracle nowadays.
No hace ese tipo de milagros actualmente.
Oh, haven't you heard? He changed his mode of operating.
Parece que cambió su modo operante.
Don't you know that God doesn't do big miracles anymore?
No sabes que Dios ya no hace grandes milagros.
Oh, I'm really glad nobody had that mentality there that day.
Y qué bueno que nadie tuvo esa mentalidad en ese día.
Because he might be 6 feet under today had somebody had that.
Porque probablemente ya estuviera abajo en la tierra.
My dad got in the microphone.
Y mi padre agarró el micrófono.
And he said, "Church, we got to pray."
Y dijo, "Iglesia, tenemos que orar."
Whew, and he told us what was going on.
Y nos dijo qué pasó.
And boy, we started praying.
Y sí que empezamos a orar.
And if you talk about prayer that'll shake the heavens,
una oración que sacudió los cielos.
It's a desperate prayer.
Es una oración desesperada.
It's a prayer for life.
Es una oración por vida.
And we started praying.
Y empezamos a orar.
And praying.
Y orar.
And praying.
Y orar.
Notice when my dad got the call, he was 15 minutes dead.
Cuando me llamaron a mi papá, él ya seguía muerto por 15 minutos.
For 15 more minutes, they tried to revive him.
Y por 15 minutos más empezaron a revivirlo otra vez.
Trying desperately, the nurses and doctors tried everything they could to get him back.
Desesperadamente, los doctores trataban de hacer lo posible para revivirlo.
He had flown out of the vehicle, landed on his face on the pavement.
Y él voló del vehículo con su cabeza contra el pavimento.
There was absolutely no hope that he was going to live.
Y no había esperanza para que él reviviera.
But God.
Pero Dios.
We got a call 15 minutes later.
Nos llamaron 15 minutos después.
And they said he's back.
Dijeron, volvió a la vida.
The same God that can resurrect the daughter of Jairus.
El mismo Dios que resucitó la hija de Jairo.
Woo, the same God who resurrected Lazarus.
Que resucitó a Lázaro.
The same God that looked impossible circumstances in the face. Was the same God that was beside that clinic bed that day. And he said, not today. He said, I want to. Hallelujah. And to this day, he's alive and he's well and he's working for the kingdom of God. Don't you tell me God's not invested in his kingdom. In the Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat was in a tub of hot water. He was in trouble.
Estaba en problemas.
Now, one army he could have handled.
Pero él pudo lidiar un ejército, sí.
But three?
Pero tres.
There was no way.
No hay manera.
I'm sure some soldier somewhere in the barracks
tal vez algún soldado por ahí
was like, well, you guys ready to die tomorrow?
Bueno, ¿está listo para morir mañana?
But thank God,
pero gracias a Dios,
for a man who knew when to go to the man of God.
Un hombre que supo ir al hombre de Dios.
You know what?
You can sabe qué?
God didn't tell him, go pull your swords out and go to fighting.
Dios no le dijo, saque su espada y vayan a pelear.
Anybody know what God told him?
¿Alguien sabe lo que Dios le dijo?
Anybody want to take a guess at it?
¿Alguien quiere adivinar qué pasó?
Put forth worshipers.
Pon adoradores enfrente.
Oh, this is good. Send the worshipers out in front.
Pon a los adoradores enfrente.
What's that going to do?
¿Y qué va a hacer eso?
They don't even have swords or spears or armor.
Ni siquiera tienen armadura, armas, nada.
They're not equipped for victory.
No están equipados para la victoria.
Oh, well.
Ah, bueno.
I guess the Lord knows what he's doing.
Supongo que el Señor sabe lo que está haciendo.
But God.
Pero Dios.
And when they went out and started worshiping the Lord,
cuando empezaron a adorar a Dios,
in front of three enemy armies,
en frente de tres ejércitos enemigos,
they didn't know what was going to be the result of their worship.
No sabían lo que su adoración iba a ser.
They didn't know if those enemies were going to charge them and kill them all.
No sabían si esos enemigos iban a ir a matarlos.
But they still worshiped.
Pero aún así adoraron.
And you know, in the middle of the worship,
y en medio de la adoración,
and in the middle of the song, they lifted up to God.
Y en el medio del cántico que levantaron a Dios,
God began to work on their behalf.
Dios empezó a trabajar.
And what looked like an impossible situation
y lo que pudo haber sido imposible
turned into just another miracle that got added to the list.
Solo se convirtió en otro milagro en la lista de Dios.
Let me tell you, brother, let me tell you, sister.
Déjenme decirle, hermano y hermana.
It's not hard for God to do a miracle.
No es difícil para Dios hacer un milagro.
Hello. Anybody home?
¿Alguien en casa?
Do you believe what I'm preaching tonight?
¿Estás creyendo lo que estoy predicando hoy?
Well, preacher, you don't understand my situation.
Bueno, predicador, usted no entiende mi situación.
Probably not, you're right.
Probablemente no, tiene razón.
But I'll tell you who does.
Pero te diré quién sí.
The same God that split the Red Sea.
El mismo Dios que partió en la mitad del Mar Rojo.
He's looking over you.
Está mirando ahora.
Oh, if I told of all the miracles God had done, we'd be here for days. Let me tell you one more and I'll draw it to a close. During COVID, we were locked down tight. It was so bad we couldn't leave our house but one time every 2 weeks. We had one day to leave the house every 14 days.
Teníamos solamente un día para dejar la casa en 14 días.
There are a few things calculated as well to bring madness to somebody.
Y calcularon ciertas cosas puede traer una locura para alguien.
And being at home for 14 days straight,
y estar en la casa por 14 días,
will drive you crazy.
Te puede volver loco.
Especially if you have six siblings.
Especialmente si tienes seis hermanos y hermanas.
But God.
Pero Dios.
We couldn't go to church.
No podíamos ir a la iglesia.
Anybody who went to church would get arrested and put in jail for a couple nights.
Y todos los que fueron a la iglesia iban a ser encerrados en la cárcel.
And we were doing church services over Zoom.
Y hacíamos servicios de iglesia por el Zoom.
I'll tell you what, having church over Zoom.
Y hacer culto por Zoom.
It's like watching a video of a fire.
Es viendo como un video de fuego.
You can see it happening, but you can't feel the heat.
Puedes ver cómo pasa, pero no sientes el calor.
But I remember the day.
Yo recuerdo el día.
When we started to pray.
Cuando empezamos a orar.
And the young people got together.
Y los jóvenes empezaron a recuperarse.
And we decided we were going to pray every night, all night long.
Y dijimos que vamos a orar por toda la noche.
Until God opened the doors of the church again.
Hasta que Dios abra las puertas de la iglesia otra vez.
Every one of us would take 1 hour.
Cada uno de nosotros tomaría una hora.
And there was a constant watch of prayer.
Y había una oración constante.
I had 3 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning.
A mí me tocó de 3 de la mañana a 4 de la mañana.
It wasn't always easy getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yo siempre fue fácil levantarse a esa hora.
And more than a few times, I had to wash my face with ice cold water.
Y muchas veces tenía que lavarme la cara con hielo.
So that I could wake up a little bit and try to get a cohesive prayer out.
Para despertarme, poder orar.
But God.
Pero Dios.
We began to pray.
Empezamos a orar.
And for 3 solid weeks we prayed every night, all night.
Y por 3 semanas empezamos a orar cada noche, toda la noche.
Don't tell me God doesn't hear midnight prayers.
No me digan que Dios no escucha las oraciones de medianoche.
Because 3 weeks later,
porque 3 semanas después,
the government sent out a notice.
El gobierno mandó un llamado.
Giving permission for the church to open their doors again.
Dele permiso a la iglesia para abrir sus puertas otra vez.
Oh, that's coincidence.
Ah, eso es coincidencia.
Huh, is it?
Ah, ¿en serio?
Were you there?
¿Estás ahí o no?
I'm telling you.
Le estoy diciendo.
The same God.
El mismo Dios.
That could shake the building where the apostles were praying.
Que puede hacer temblar los edificios donde estaban orando los apóstoles.
The same God.
El mismo Dios.
That can bring down walls so high you can't even see around them.
Que puedes destruir las murallas tan altas que ni siquiera tú puedes ver.
The same Jesus that can walk on waters.
El mismo Jesús que pudo caminar en el agua.
The same one that can feed 5,000.
El mismo que pudo alimentar a 5,000 personas.
And turn water to wine.
Y poner, convertir agua en vino.
And heal the sick.
Y sanar a los enfermos.
And make the blind to see again.
Y ver al ciego ver otra vez.
And make the lame to walk again.
Y hacer que el cojo camine otra vez.
Is the same God that's here tonight.
Dios que está aquí.
Now I feel him.
Yo lo siento.
You feel his presence tonight?
¿Sientes su presencia esta noche?
Do you feel his presence tonight?
¿Puedes sentir su presencia esta noche?
Jesus. Since we got here.
Desde que llegamos aquí.
God's been in this place like a refreshing wind.
Dios ha estado aquí como un viento recio.
And I dare to declare.
Y puedo declarar.
That God's willing.
Que Dios sí quiere.
To do whatever you need him to do.
Lo que tú necesitas que él haga por ti.
I don't know all the names that were mentioned.
No conozco todos los nombres que fueron mencionados.
I don't know every need that's represented in this house.
Y no sé cuál todas las necesidades que se representan aquí en este lugar.
But I know a God.
Pero conozco un Dios.
Hallelujah. Why don't we just lift our hands to him and give him glory?
Manos al cielo, Señor.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne.
Él sigue estando en el trono.
He's still high and lifted up.
Él sigue estando bien alto, levantado.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. Jesus, I love you. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. Hallelujah, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I talk about miracles,
cuando hablo sobre los milagros,
I'm not speaking off the top of my head.
No hablo de mi cabeza.
I've been there.
Porque yo he estado ahí.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Lo he visto con mis ojos.
I've watched the miracles happen.
He visto y sido testigo de los milagros.
Whew, hallelujah. I'd like to do something a little bit differently today.
Quiero que hagamos algo diferente hoy.
Would you stand with me all over this place?
Voy a ponerse de pie conmigo.
If you have a need,
si tienes una necesidad,
just lift your hand.
Levanta sus manos.
It doesn't matter what kind of need it is.
No, no importa qué necesidad sea.
It doesn't matter what kind of problem it is.
Ni tampoco importa cuál problema sea.
I know a God.
Yo conozco un Dios.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I wonder if we could do something here tonight.
Me pregunto si podemos hacer algo aquí esta noche.
Here in a little bit, we're going to call out that need before the Lord.
Vamos a hablar de esta necesidad frente al Señor.
And God will hear.
Y Dios te va a oír.
Because this is God's house.
Porque esta es la casa de Dios.
He's invested in what goes on here.
Él quiere invertir en lo que está pasando aquí.
He's interested in what happens between these four walls.
En lo que pasa en estas cuatro paredes.
That's what I want you to do.
Esto es lo que quiero que haga.
I want you to grab that need.
Que agarre esa necesidad.
Just reach up and grab it.
Agárrela.
Hold it in your hand.
Manténgala en la mano.
And I'd like to encourage us all to come down to this altar.
Y quiero que todos vayamos con esta necesidad en la mano. A venir aquí. Al altar.
You got your need?
¿Tienes una necesidad?
Hold your need up for God to see.
Mantenga su necesidad arriba para que Dios la vea.
What we're about to do,
lo que vamos a hacer ahora,
is we're going to bring that need before the Lord.
Vamos a traer esta necesidad frente del Señor.
We're going to mention that need to Him.
Y vamos a mencionarle esta necesidad.
And when you feel that God has heard you,
y cuando sientas que el Señor te ha oído,
I want you to take that need,
quiero que tome esa necesidad,
and lay it on the altar.
Y déjela en el altar.
Once you let your hand open,
cuando abres tu mano,
your need has been given to God.
Dios, tu necesidad ha sido dada a Dios.
And you don't have to pick it up again.
Y no tienes por qué tomarla otra vez.
So when you lay that need on the altar,
así, cuando deja esa necesidad en el altar,
I encourage you, lift your hands,
le pido que levante sus manos,
and just begin to worship God.
Y empieza a adorar a Dios.
Hallelujah. Can we do that here tonight?
Hacer esta hora.
Oh, let's take our needs before the Lord tonight, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we love you. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be afraid to be specific with God.
No tenga miedo de ser específico con el Señor.
Don't be afraid to call out a name to God.
No tenga miedo de llamar al nombre de Jesús.
Don't worry about what others think.
No se preocupe de que piensen los demás.
Specific prayers.
Específicas adoraciones y oraciones.
Get specific answers.
Tienen respuestas específicas.
Oh, hallelujah. Why don't we lift our voices all over this place? Oh, come on. It might be a little bit uncomfortable at first. But lift your voice and take your need to Him. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you see our needs. You know what we're bringing before you, God. You understand better than anybody, Lord. Lord Jesus, you see every heart. Every soul. Oh God, there's people that are hurting in this place. There's people that are crying out to you with a need, oh God. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer tonight.
Oye nuestra oración, oh Jesús.
Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's listening. God's listening.
Dios está escuchando.
God's listening.
Dios está escuchando.
And He's saying, I want to.
Diciendo, yo quiero.
I want to.
Yo quiero.
Oh, just leave it at the altar.
Solo déjame en el altar.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to let it go? Are you ready to lay it on the altar and let God take care of it? Oh, why don't we do that here tonight? Oh, why don't we begin to worship God all over this place? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on, how bad do you want the miracle? How bad do you want the miracle?
¿Realmente quieres este milagro?
Oh, do you want it as bad as Bartimaeus wanted it?
¿Lo quieres así como, como lo quisieron los demás?
Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Everything that I am, oh God, I give to you tonight. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Oh yes, the angels cry holy, holy day and night.
Claman santo, santo, santo.
But oh, that our praise and worship would rise before God.
A los pies del Señor Jesús.
Oh, we have the right to come boldly before the throne of grace.
Tenemos el derecho para llegar al trono de la gracia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you, God. We love you, God. Oh, the presence of God is so sweetly in this place. Oh, hallelujah. He's walking up and down this altar right now. Oh, he's moving, brother. He's moving, sister. Hallelujah.
Aquí esta noche.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done. If you want to keep worshiping God, you keep worshiping God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we worship
Hallelujah. Holy, holy. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, holy. Holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, hallelujah, 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 holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, holy, holy. Hallelujah.